So today is August.
It's the 3rd of August.
Yeah, but it is August.
Yes.
And 20 years ago, this month, although later on in this month, but 20 years ago, I went to Canada. Or Missy and I went to Canada.
Is that a fact?
So in celebration of that, I spent this morning after a while doing certain things. Then I decided to rearrange my little office corner. Put in a new table. We went to Salvation Army and I bought a new chair. And did all sorts of things. The biggest thing I did was pick up the floor.
And it was heavy.
What do you mean, pick up the floor?
I had stuff scattered all over the floor because I didn't have any place to put it.
Ah.
And it's been, and it was a terrible mess. So, Missy said, clean it up or I'll divorce you. So, I cleaned it up. So here is the question. So tonight is the nostalgia night. So here is the question. Life is a journey, not a destination. What does that mean? Anybody can answer.
It's life is a process, not an objective.
And what does that mean?
Process, you live action, not the final. There's no final action to be lived.
But process, by the definition, is a way or in manner to a conclusion.
Yeah, why looking at journey the same? You can look at journey the same way—a journey to somewhere.
What?
Close the door and look.
Well, just saying you could look at journey the same way, a journey to somewhere.
To me, it means actively participating in your life versus cause and effect trying to create an outcome.
Well, now there's a good definition.
Mm.
Here's another question.
I'll be back.
20 years ago, I introduced the possibility of doing only those things which you would be willing to be and do eternally. 20 years ago, Patrick, what did you think that was all about?
What did I think that was all about 20 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
I thought, hot damn, is that ever a neat idea? I wonder how you do that.
So here we are 20 years ago, 20 years later, and you still think, hot damn, that's a neat idea. I wonder how you do that.
That's not far off.
Okay. 20 years ago, I discussed emergent, not cause and effect. What is that? What did you think about that 20 years ago?
20 years ago, I think it was famously described by Errol on behalf of all of us, is you have to line up all your ducks in a row, and then emergent from that would be what you want. So essentially managed to translate it into emergently caused. Still looking at outcomes or objectives.
Well, here's something interesting to consider. You can command the universe, but you can't cause anything in the universe. What the hell does that mean? Do you know?
I think it means you can command the universe. In other words, sorry, you live your life, you act a certain way and the universe reacts in that way, that same way. You cannot do things to cause a particular outcome different than what you're doing.
If I go out in the backyard and dig a hole, aren't I not causing the hole?
Technically, I guess what the universe shows that you are holing, you're digging.
But didn't I cause the hole? It wasn't there till I started digging. And if I stop digging, the hole stops. So didn't I cause the hole? And if I didn't cause the hole, tell me what's going on. And is digging a hole a journey or a destination?
I think that you were a vital constituent in a myriad of constituents that you put together in a certain way, and a whole is an emergent part of that process.
Okay, Patrick. 20 years ago, I talked about personal self, privileged self, and illuminated self. What did you think all of that was about?
What I thought that was about is that those were things I had to... I had a personal self. I said, okay, I got that. Now, privileged self, that must be something that I've got to run around and find. And I sure as hell hope someday I can understand what the hell this illuminated self is.
But in that, weren't you looking at those things as goals or as things?
Well, they were goals to be achieved or attained to. They were separate and distinct that I had to find them. They were out there somewhere, and maybe the goal was finding it or understanding it. Yes, they were definitely goals.
Can I go back to only do those things which you are willing to be and live eternally? What do you really think that was about?
Go ahead, Andrew.
I think that was about actioning yourself as an eternal being.
Of which no one gives a shit, right? That's too complicated. Well, that's not what it was all about, but that'll do it. It was about destroying God. The point is,
I didn't know that.
If there was no way to make decisions or choices or do things other than right or wrong, then God is valid in the universe, and judgments are valid. So its intended purpose was, if I can't find a way, if there is no way to live other than right, wrong, good and bad, then God stays in the universe, and God is a determiner of all these things. So the only way I get rid of God is to get rid of the judgments and those actions. So here we are. Well, let's say, in fact, here we are 20 years later. Pat and Karen were there 20 years ago. Nobody else was. Nobody on the phone was.
Okay.
No.
Simone and Andrew were almost 20 years ago, but not enough to say you were there 20 years ago.
No, I wasn't.
12 for me.
Is that all it's been for you, Simone, 12 years?
12.
See, I thought you'd been hanging around longer than that.
'01, I came to do the massage school.
Well, '01 is 14 years ago.
Okay, then it's 14. Yeah, I met you '02.
13 years ago.
Okay,
13.
Yeah.
Only a teacher, what the heck.
Anyway, I'm bringing all this up to find out something. We're at a certain point in all of this stuff, and we can go on and talk some more. But it seems to me that here we are after 20 years, and we've come to an end. Of course, the end is that we are right back where we started 20 years ago. Which, of course, that means then we're at the beginning. The end is at the beginning. Which means there is no beginning or ending, per se. So, we haven't changed, and we essentially haven't changed anything. All these words and all these years, and we're still where we were before, 20 years ago. My question is, does anybody want to go on?
My answer is yes.
And that's my answer too.
Well, it seems to me we are right back to the same questions we were at in 1995. Who are you? Do you know? What is your life all about? Do you know that? Can anybody, after 20 years, can anybody add anything to that?
Do we
add anything to that? Meaning?
Answer the question.
Given it. Oh, and give a question. Yeah.
Do we need to add anything to it, or can we just carry on asking those questions? Life is a process, not a destination.
No, I don't disagree with that, but I'm just saying, after all these words, can you answer those questions? It doesn't interfere with the process. It is, I guess, have we learned anything along the way? All I was trying to say, here we are, same questions that we had 20 years ago. We're right back at the same, so it doesn't seem to me that even as a process that we've learned anything along the way. If you don't know yourself, and you probably can't answer these questions, so let's try some different questions. Do you want to die, or do you want to live on? And if you want to live on, then, like the old question, what will you do when you grow up? I ask you the question, what will you do when you live on? I just thought, along the way, as we're talking about some of these things, have we not ever faced or talked about any of these questions?
Yeah, maybe.
Or haven't you talked about any of these questions with yourself or with other people? Just as your life today depends on deciding what you will be and do, your continuing depends on your deciding what you will be and do when you live on, and commanding the universe accordingly. Heck, we're back to 1995. The first and probably the greatest and finest realization to be fully aware of and clearly understand and make real in your body and life today is that you command the universe, which you do, but you can't cause a damn thing. So what else do you think I was trying at 20 years ago when I said, do only those things that you would be willing to be and do eternally?
I have to say that destroying God surprised me.
Well, if we have a substitute so we don't have to use right and wrong judgments,
mm-hmm.
we don't need God.
Right.
All right and wrong judgments are based on what people have decided is right and wrong relative to God or relative to what God thinks we should be or do.
You know, yeah, you're right. That was the emphasis back then, judgments.
If we can sidestep right and wrong, then we sidestep God. We don't need Him, and then we don't need any of the other concepts in life.
Wow.
Right.
Yep. What does all things are data information mind? I didn't bring that up 20 years ago, but what does that mean to you today?
That means it's not a universe of energy and matter and cause and effect. Other than all that, I guess it means that I certainly have access to the data and information in the universe. It's all mind stuff.
But here we are 20 years later, and we're right back where we started. So I guess I'm asking, why should we continue? Should we go another 20 years? And along the way, we haven't, in all our discussions, maybe we haven't discussed anything, or maybe I haven't said it right, or whatever, or brought it out. What is the difference between self and selfing and selfness? And what is your role in life? Can you have a role in life on a journey?
I would think so. Certainly, you journey in a particular, you have a certain role as you journey along. You perform in a certain way. You serve a certain function as you journey along.
So then when I say, choose your goals and be them, that's not a destination then.
No, that's
you
a way.
You are them right there along the journey. So you can talk goals if you're willing to be them.
Yes.
So we can talk about privileged being, eternal being, as long as you are willing to be that, not become that someday, somehow. That then makes it a goal or a destination.
Sorry, Roger, are you sitting way back from the phone? That's hard to hear.
Well, unfortunately, I threw my stuff up on the table and it covered over the speaker nearest me.
Ah, thank you.
But yeah, I was leaning back anyway.
Okay, thank you.
My doctor this morning I talked to, who is a Buddhist, I told him I was giving a talk last week, and he said, what was it about? I said, self. Of course, I know as a Buddhist that no self. Buddha said there is no self.
Right.
Well, what is self? What is selfing? What is selfness?
That definitely, I could go. I don't have clear definitions on the selfing.
Well, what does it mean? What does it mean to you? Anything? You don't have to define those things. What is self? What does that mean to you?
Self is an identity to me.
Are we going to talk about your body or yourself?
Oh man, that's a great question. You know, I'm going to be real honest with you, Raj. I think, personally, I've begun harboring the thought that self is, it may not exist as any specific thing at all.
Well, that's what Buddha said.
No. Did Buddha say that there is no self, or you're trying to overcome this false self? Because I'm saying self exists, but it's just not as any definable thing. Which may not be what you've said, but I've been thinking about it a lot.
Well, I'm trying to figure out, in other words, what I'm getting at is we should be talking about stem cells, stem selves. What the hell is that all about? Why go there? When I talk about regenerating your loner body to abiding, what the hell is that all about?
I'll steer some a little bit on that. So, yeah, a stem cell is a loner body. It's a starter cell. And from what I've understood over the last couple of weeks, I am so, if you want to call it, that's all I see of myself, to the point that it obscures, or I don't think beyond that to any other understanding of myself. I'm only body, sensations, emotions, and memories as long as I'm living.
But you don't see emotions and memories, so why do you respond to them?
You're right. So when you asked the question a couple weeks ago, what is it like being you? All I could seem to come up with was emotions, sensations, and memories. And realize that if I'm not in fact that, then I have no seeming idea of what it is like really being me. So when you talk about regenerating your body, I'm thinking that's a way for me to begin being clear in being and experiencing what it's like being me.
Okay, well, we're just talking along the way. We're not. Can you understand that? Let's see if this makes sense to you. Everything you do is of and for self. There is nothing that is not about self. And as Einstein said, you know all things only relative to yourself. Therefore, if you don't know yourself, you can't know anything. So self must be a something. Can self be a something that is nothing?
I vote yes for that.
Can self be a nothing that is something, that you make it
sense? Exactly, I vote for that, yes. That might be different, I hadn't thought of it, but yes.
Well, if that's anywhere near true, what do you want yourself to be?
I want myself to be abiding.
What does that mean? What does
No beginning, no end, with access to the memory of the universe. Yeah. Such that abiding, so I live in a body. I live in a body to come alive, but the life I'm living in that body is not limited to the body.
Who is this I that lives in the body?
That's a self that identifies as second becoming.
Can you see it?
No, but I can live it.
How do you live it?
There is a way of living the things that I would do forever and ever in each moment. In each moment, I make a choice, and before I execute the choice, I stop and ask, would I do that forever and ever? If it's yes, I have another question. I say,
maybe it's easier than that. Maybe it's easier than that. Maybe that's not what that was all about.
Okay. Easier than that could be second becoming. I have an emprise that I identify with. It's like a point of reference or a context. It's a context it's a context that I live, and in that, everything has a place in that context. It's a saga. I can't complete it in this any one lifetime, but it's an ongoing saga, a sense of myself in life beyond this life, before this lifetime, beyond this body lifetime.
I don't think I quite understand. You're giving me pieces, but what are you really talking about?
I'm talking about the life that I'm living, the story I'm living, the thoughts, the experiences. That to me tell a certain story of who I am and what I'm doing. Those thoughts and experiences seem to form the identity that I am living.
Your body and self are the universe in miniature. What occurs in the universe occurs in your body and self in an equivalent way. And what occurs in your body has an equivalence in yourself. However, before too long, we hope you will see that, in fact, the universe is yourself in miniature. Therefore, in continuing this discussion along the way, we will use big, I should have taken that out of there. What does that mean to you? Anything?
I have a beginning thought of it. So, what if it means that what I live in my body life is how the universe is functioning, because the universe reacts.
What
I live in my body life, the universe reacts. So what I live in my body life, the universe is...
Andrew, can't you get off of that and get on to something bigger? I just said the universe is yourself in miniature. And what you keep doing is miniaturizing yourself in the way you're talking, rather than miniaturizing the universe.
Interesting point, yeah. I see that.
So myself is the big and the universe is the small.
In a sense.
Yes.
And Are you willing to even consider that was a possibility?
I'm just trying to think about the implications of that.
Okay. What might be the implications of that?
That's a good question. So I am the big.
The universe is small, though, huh? Mm-hmm.
Is it not true that we command the universe and the universe reacts?
Yeah, we've said that. Yeah, you can't.
And in that, then that's pretty damn strong, mm-hmm. big, powerful. And in that acting, I am. And as the universe reacts, the universe is expanded, and I am directing through my actions the expansion of the universe.
But that doesn't say anything.
I think it does. That every time I act and the universe reacts, it's either maintained or expanded, depending on what my action is, and that's pretty powerful, that there is, depending on my actions, there's then reactions in the universe that probably have never, ever occurred before, and that will be contained in the memory of the universe, and that through my actions, I commanded that.
So, are you in that saying that you are greater than the universe?
Yes.
None of this would occur without us functioning together, us meaning the me and the universe, and that awkward to say but meaningful saying that we've used about if that which is not is greater than is not also lesser than, it is not greater than. So without the universe being lesser and me being lesser to the universe as well, that none of that can occur.
Well, is it reasonable to say that no matter what we're talking about, your physical body is not greater or bigger than the universe?
Yes, that's correct.
Your physical body self is are the universe in miniature. And the universe is yourself in miniature.
That's cool. I did not think of it that way. Yeah.
Well, I guess what I want to know is, does that change the view or image yourself or feel you have of yourself?
Yeah, absolutely. Most of, I think, the feeling of being smaller is that I picture myself as so small in comparison to the universe. Again, just relating to my body, I suppose.
So are you willing to say that yourself is as large or larger than the universe, and that you're squeezed down to fit your body?
Exactly what I'm
saying. Yes, that's good said.
Oh, I know that's what I said, but I said, are you willing to say that?
She said, that is good said.
Yeah.
In other words, she means it's said well.
Okay.
Yeah, and myself being the big, then the myself becomes the commander. And it's really bigger than the body self.
What is the body self?
The body self is the squinch down.
But it's still the same self. It just happens to be squinched down to fit into the, like a hand in a glove. In this case, you have to squinch your hand down in order to fit in the glove.
Yes.
Does any of this make any kind of sense? What kind of sense does it make? And if I say regenerate your body self to, your loner body self to abiding, is it possible that abiding frees yourself?
Freeze myself.
As Simone would say, freeze yourself from the body, from being squinched down.
Oh, yes. Yes. Kind of like a couple weeks ago you were using the term vast self to try to communicate a certain understanding of abiding.
Okay. Yes. Well, what I'm trying to do is two things. One is I'm trying to decide whether discussing stem cells and stem selves make any reason to do that. Does it make any difference to anybody? And number two is I'm deciding whether we even want to continue. Because I think we've come to a point of where it's just a bunch of words. We're not doing anything with it, or it doesn't make any sense. So we've come to an end. And we're right back to where we were 20 years ago. And if that's the case, do we want to continue? And what do you want to continue? How do you want to continue?
I guess I never thought of having this conversation.
It's August.
Yeah.
In Fairbanks, we always referred to it as Awful August. So,
right.
Here we are. Well, I either quit, because we've come to an end, and I leave everybody just where you were when we started. So no harm, no gain, no foul, no harm. Because you're no worse off than you were before. But do we want to continue?
I do. I want to continue.
Under what conditions do you want to continue?
Man, that's a good question. All right.
If we spent 20 years and we're right back where we started from, why do you want to continue for the next 20 years? We don't have to reach a goal, but along the way we can reach some understandings and talk about those understandings.
Yeah.
And live those understandings along the way.
Yes.
Or not.
I guess for me, yeah, I want to continue because, you know, I feel like I feel like I live these understandings in moment, and then I lose them. And so for me, continuing would be to live this all the time, live those moments or those kinds of moments all the time. I'm just not there yet.
Well, let's assume that's the case. If I suggest regenerating your loner body self and you don't do that, I guess your words fall on deaf ears. They don't mean anything then.
Right.
I have a question.
What?
How do we carry on talking about this stuff without alternativing it?
What?
What do you mean by that?
If we have understandings about the way the universe works, and we share them with each other and say, look at this, I think this is how the universe works, are we not putting those ideas out there as an already conceived thing, in which case it is an alternative? If we, Roger and I had a really neat conversation about alternatives and options, and options, it's like you can't, it's almost like you can't talk about an option. All I can do is live. And the, and I'm, if I am always, as I am always living as I truly desire, I will have, there will be options, I will live them. But if I talk about them ahead of time, I completely throw that out. They become alternatives. They're just items existing out there in the universe that I choose from. And that's a very languaged.
So as I read, if you don't know who you are and what your life is all about, I said, well, let's change this to a different question. Do you want to die or do you want to live on? Does that answer your question?
No. Should it?
Well, if you can't answer that question, then there's no sense in going on.
Do I want to die or do I want to live on?
Yeah.
If I can't answer that question?
If you don't, in other words, if you don't do to live on, you will die.
Right. Okay, so as soon as we talk about that living on, does that not make it an alternative? You see what I'm saying?
Or continued options.
Or continued options?
That's the
dying or living on.
Continuing.
You spelled both of them out. You've put them out there as choices, and I get to pick one. Does that not make them both alternative?
Well, living on is a continuing journey. Dying is a destination.
Mm-hmm. But a continuing journey, what makes that not an alternative? Choose to go on a continuing journey.
Because, yeah, in a sense, but there's no goal or there's no destination. Continue journeying. There's, you don't know, and there is no destination set in where we'll go or how we will go or what we will do. So I'm asking, how do we want to continue this journey, if at all? We've done this journey so far this way. as I've kind of directed it to be.
Okay, so if we carry this journey on and we all simply do it as we truly desire, what more could we ask for?
You can ask for a lot of things.
But not expecting a result.
As you truly desire. But the point of the journey was to see if I could improve your understanding of as you truly desire.
You know, Roger, the biggest chat hurdle that I have faced and continue to face in one way or another is quietly, sometimes loudly, struggling and fighting for this thing I know as Patrick to continue. It's been extraordinarily difficult to step away from that. Sometimes, as Andrew mentioned, sometimes I think I'm there, and I fully appreciate that.
What if you related Patrick to self rather than Patrick to body? Would that be okay?
It intellectually, I think it would be okay, but I have a hell of a time separating that out from the body. That body thing, and like as Andrew said, that there's somehow I'm addicted to all the body sensations.
Pat, I just want to lob something in here to mess up what you're saying a little bit. You know, Roger hit me with this a couple weeks ago, weekends ago. He said I wasn't willing to think beyond my body. I wasn't willing to think beyond my, and you know?
I think that's right. That's right.
I think he was right, yeah. So, yeah. I find, like what you're saying, it's easy to feel stuck in certain ways and thinking and go like, wow, you know, I mean, damn, look, no matter what I do, I'm just stuck here. But it throws a monkey wrench in everything to face the fact that I didn't really try anything else.
It's, you know, the other phenomenon that's tied into that is I'd be willing to try if I knew what was on the other side.
Well, you
I
really
think
want a definition.
It's kind of like a reading.
Go
I
ahead.
I think of that as kind of like a reading. You don't really know what's on the other side. You start doing it and you realize, like, holy crap, look what just happened.
Yeah.
It was in the process of doing that you realize after the fact, not before the fact.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing what's on the other side just throws you back into...
That's right. You won't get out of one step away from cause and effect.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
That's why I introduced emergence back in 20 years ago. So you could maybe understand you had an alternative to cause and effect. If you can't cause anything. But you get emergent things. If you command the universe and the universe responds, did you cause it, or was that emergent?
Oh, that's emergent.
Emergent.
I have no idea how the universe is going to respond, but when it does, I know it's me.
Well, let's put it this way, Patrick. Are you willing to consider Patrick as a self rather than a body?
Sure. I'm more than willing to consider that. That sounds great.
What?
I like the sound of that. And we have, in terms of the discussions we had so far on stem cells and stem cells, that the self that I know of as Patrick is a self that is emergent of the genetic history and memories of my parents. And that wholly is responsible for the expression that I call Patrick. It's a self. And it, and I can see that that is separate from the body, but it, it is emergent of that body. And if I understand the next steps that we've talked about, that in regenerating my, the loner body, I am in fact laying in new data and information into the genetic material of the body, and that genetic material itself generates a regenerated self.
But then from that is an emergent, then an abiding self.
Okay, yes.
Yes.
So yeah. Then Patrick becomes an abiding self in that regard, rather than the loner self that you've known all your life.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I got a question of something you said earlier when Andrew was describing the actually getting on with living the forever living question about would I be willing to be this in action, this eternally, and have it actioned unto me. And you asked, isn't there a simpler way? And you got into another exchange with Andrew, and I wondered what you were referencing when you asked, isn't there a simpler way?
Are you going to ask that question of yourself before everything you do?
No, I usually find myself 16,000 choices along the line and saying, oh, Jesus, I forgot to ask that. No, I'm not going to ask that all the time, that's for sure.
Would you ask it for any period of time?
Only when the shit hits the fan.
Oh, you want it to fix you when you've screwed
up. That's right. It's all screwed up, I better start asking that question.
It's too late.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, my answer to Andrew that's quicker is that, or easier is, you can do that in this only to, you only need to do that in terms of regenerating your body. Then the self that is emergent from that regenerated body is abiding, so you no longer have to continue going through that process with every action.
Then a question that I, as I understand it, that it takes about 7 years to...
No, I said in 7 years, that is just as we go along right now today, that's true. Just to show that that would in a sense be a maximum.
About...
But as you start doing this, reprogramming your stem cells, you start multiplying that response in your body.
So in effect, there's no way around getting it going by asking that question, as tedious as that may seem to be. There's no way around that if I truly want to begin anew.
I don't understand.
Well, there is no shortcut of laying in the new programming to the stem cells other than living only that which I'd be prepared to live eternally.
No,
and then
I'm
in
not
that
entirely.
I am imprinting on the genetic material an eternal point of view.
I'm not entirely sure that that's true. This is why I brought up the concept of proud. What I said was that when you've done things in your life that you are especially proud of, those actions are when you and your eternal self are functioning together as a communion being, or call that an eternal abiding self.
Mm-hmm.
so that proud of is easier than, if it is easier than what you'd be willing to be and do eternally, it works the same way. But you got to understand that's the action, not the results of the action.
Yep, I'm proud of the trophy that I got for. No, that's not what we're talking about.
That's right. And that's almost always universally misunderstood. And all I'm trying to say here is, if you're not willing to create an abiding self, then it doesn't seem like we're going to go anywhere, because we're going to be right continually stay just exactly where we are.
You know, it took the universe 25,000 years to come across somebody like you. Maybe it's not surprising it's taking 20 years for us to catch on.
Well, you know how I started?
In this lifetime?
Yeah. There's got to be a better way or a different way or other way of making choices in life other than what is right and wrong. That simple.
Mm-hmm.
Because right and wrong by that regard is only relative to God. Mm. And then everything snowballs from there. But for my beginning part, it was not that God does exist. Even if you ask, why does anybody think God exists? You can't live by your own authority as long as God exists. And I was a stubborn little son of a gun.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to get rid of God in order to be able to, and then everything else built upon that in life. It doesn't take
you know, this today particularly, but then also that piece that I read that you had prepared for Jim. Today is almost like an overview summary, and you knitting it together about all the key points and about why you built them in.
And then as you go along, we got to get rid of karma, original sin, and everything else.
Yeah.
And therefore, even if we get rid of God, we have to get rid of all of that. Therefore, in this lifetime, this is your first and only life. Is that okay? As long as it's continuing, what difference does it make?
You're just having to fight and overcome. Yeah.
Would you rather have one? Would you rather have one continuing life, or would you rather have one life and then be somebody else in another life? And so, recurring eternally or continuing eternally, which would you rather have? In either case, you can have, this is my first and only life. And whether it is continuing or recurring is up to you. But if you're Sally in your next life, it'll be recurring, but you won't know anything about any of this stuff. You'll be right back to 1995. Same questions again, but you'll be named Sally then.
Poor Sally.
So which would you rather have? You'll be eternal recurring or eternal continuing? If you want.
I would.
If you want to be continuing, do you want to be continuing the way you think or others think God wants you to be continuing, or do you want to continue by your own authority?
By my own authority, would I want to continue?
Can you continue by your own authority? And Karen can answer this question. Would that be an alternative or an option?
Option.
Okay, that's what we're talking about. So the struggle between alternatives, because we haven't set a goal. We're just talking about continuing. Right?
Yeah, and that's, this conversation is pointing out to me more clearly about the difference between a journey and a destination, or the process, or the objective.
That's right. That's what I'm trying to do, because I don't want to go ahead, because I keep talking about it in terms of a journey, and you guys keep talking about it as a definition. One destination, I mean, after another. And that's recurring. And I'm talking continuing.
Right.
I think we got to write down the words here, because I'm still not... Is there a what's the difference between continuing and continuance? I just want to make sure I'm using them as you use them.
Continuous means without change.
Continuous without change.
Like immortal is continuous. It's without change. You want continuing, but you're willing to change. But you want change. You don't want to necessarily continue as Patrick, but if I've asked you before, if you are willing to regenerate Patrick as an abiding self, would it be all right for that to be continuing or continuous?
Actually, if it's having regenerated myself as an abiding being, would it matter then whether it's continuing?
No, I want you to regenerate yourself as an abiding self, not abiding being.
As an abiding self.
What's the difference between abiding being and abiding self, do you think, as I'm using being and self?
In the abiding self, abides. And an abiding self, or did I mix those up? Let me start again. An abiding being simply abides, let's say. An abiding self will be imprinted in memory and can and will show up in another body, and an entirely new body at some other time. That's my understanding at the moment.
Can I try?
I know.
Yeah, go for it.
An abiding self is vast, and an abiding being is a particularized embodiment.
Can you have a particular abiding self?
Can you have a particular abiding self? I think so. That is an abiding self that lives, expresses all things in a particular way.
Okay.
No matter where they are, no matter what time it is, no matter what they're dealing with.
But then didn't that then destroy your other definition?
About the being an embodied?
being particular?
Okay. Maybe. Oh, okay, okay. I think, yeah, I see what you're saying. Right.
Can an abiding self be particular?
Yes.
No. I can only particularize it.
Well,
that's interesting.
I meant that if you particularize it, then is it particular?
Mm-hmm.
And what's the difference between abiding a self and a being?
A being has a body, it's embodied.
A being has a physical body. So you could have an abiding self without a physical body.
Okay. And it could still be particular just without a body.
Without a physical body. Without this kind of physical body.
Okay.
By the way, what's wrong with telling me about your emotions that reveal your what it is like being you? Can your emotions tell me anything about yourself?
At this point, I really don't know. My understanding of my emotions is that they are the hardwired inheritance of the DNA I picked up from my parents.
Let's assume that's the truth. That's okay. But if you regenerate your body, then do you not have a different body and a different wiring?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Or a different set of inducers, let's put it that way.
Sorry, Rod. I hate to ask. It's just getting really hard to hear you. I think
you
said inducers.
Can you hear me?
A different set of inducers, yes, she said.
Okay, thank you. A different set of inducers, yes. Yes, it would.
So, the question then is, an abiding being or self with a body could have emotions, and that would be all right. It's just you'd have different inducers.
Okay. Oh, I see. They wouldn't be reactive emotions, though.
Yeah. The different inducers.
Oh, huh. Okay.
Are reactions bad?
No, you asked, Roger. I guess so. You asked then, to your original question was, what was wrong with telling you about my emotions, about what it's like being me? I was just saying, because I have taken that to be only loner stuff at this point. It doesn't reveal a whole lot about that regenerated self would be like.
Yeah, but it would be loner stuff. But if you regenerate your loner body, then it's to abiding, then it is abiding stuff, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Is that all right?
Sure.
Besides, when I asked you what is it like being you, I assumed that the you I was talking about and all that was all loner stuff. So the emotions were appropriate.
Okay.
Although I did say, don't give me a bunch of adjectives and adverbs. Because I think it's more than just emotions. What it's like being you is far different than just emotions. Well, I'm fishing for how we're going to go on, because selfness is kind of the next step. What do you suppose selfness is all about?
could be.
Well, don't. Doesn't it sound like everything we're talking about is about self?
Yes.
Abiding self and self, self, self. So selfness is what we're talking about.
And selfing is selfness in action.
Selfing is also creating the self you truly desire. Selfing the self you truly desire.
Yes.
Are you willing to live a way of life that is only involving selfness? That only involves self. Right now, you live a life that's only about your body, your emotions, your body, etc. Are you willing to live a life fully based on self, as we're talking about it? You can't do anything selflessly anyway.
Yep.
Anything you do selflessly or seemingly that is selflessly, you do it because you think that that action is the right thing for you to do. So it's still all about self. Even selflessness is about self. I'm just saying is if we go on, you're doing everything now relative to your body emotions, and how you feel, and how you, whatever. So my question is, if we go on, are you willing to change your whole concept to self, and live only relative to self, and live by your own authority? That's what self is all about. You live by your own authority, not by the authority of God or anyone or anything else.
Yeah, I did bring the article about authority of self into my vacation, and I read it. And I realized how much I give away my own authority.
So, yeah, but are you willing to live the authority of self?
Yeah.
Instead of the emotions of your body, are you willing to live the authority of self?
Yes, I think I am.
Well, if we go on, then the only where I want to go is the authority of self and selfness, where everything you do is for yourself, not for your body, not for your body, but for yourself.
If we do go ahead, I imagine then we're going to talk about the difference or how to identify that
self. Well, we'll talk about selfness and all of those things, but the point is, if we're just going to play emotional games, we're not going to go anywhere. And 20 years from now, we'll be saying, well, here we are. I may not be around, but here we are. Right back where we started. And I don't want to do that.
I don't either. You know, I really don't.
Just like my doctor said to me, Roger, you're going to have to face it. You're getting older. I told him, the way I feel right now and in the last week or so, I feel like I'm in a battle against time. Time is on the one hand pulling me to be older, and I'm on the other tug of war on that, not willing to get older. And that's a tough battle. But you see, that's me battling, that's me self. Your body gets older, but the self doesn't get older. Well, I wanted to discuss this because I didn't even want to go into stem cells and stem selves, because I didn't see anybody jumping up and down about regenerating their body, loner body self, to abiding. You always assumed that your loner self, body self, was you. I'm saying, yeah. It's not you, it's a stranger. And you've been living a stranger in a strange land. Are you willing to stop that? If you're not willing to stop that, then we're going to be 20 years at the same point again. Can't we go on with a different focus? No objective, but a different focus of our conversations.
I'd be for that, yes.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Well, you got to stop talking to me about body stuff. Loner body stuff.
So Roger, it sounds like then you're not planning on pursuing anything more on your role in life or anything like that.
Sure. Your role in the universe. I didn't ask you your role in life. I asked you what is your role in the universe.
Oh.
I'm trying to get you to think big relative to the universe. Not relative to yourself, and I didn't say what is your role in life, what is your role in the universe? That's the only thing I want to discuss, those kinds of things.
And that's all relative to selfness and the authority of self.
That's right, but that's relative to your relationship to the universe. Right now, you're related to your body, and your body relative to the universe is an almost nothing.
Yes. Right.
Yet, no matter how much almost nothing it is, it's big enough to command the universe. It just isn't big enough to cause anything. Is it possible if I give you self, you'll take cause back? Is it possible that self can cause? You can't, as an embodied loner being, you can't cause anything. Could self cause anything?
Are you suggesting
seriously,
it can?
Not that I'm aware.
Huh? I'm just trying to find out if we go to self, whether we're going to still have this cause battle.
Oh. No.
Well, what if self could cause? What if your body or your loner body self cannot cause, but your abiding self could cause? Would that be all right?
Yeah, I guess it would be okay. If, you know, the way I'm hearing that at the moment is, self would be, like Misty said earlier, an active participating of every moment of life. I guess it makes sense to me.
All right, here's what I said. is that you command the universe by your actions. That's you as a loner being. Not by what you believe, not by what you say or think. What if self could cause things in the universe by beliefs, thoughts, attitudes, emotions, and words? Would you be willing to live that self?
It's interesting.
Yeah.
Do you want cause back that much?
I don't think so.
No.
See, it sounds like cause, normally I'm thinking about causes to cause an outcome.
That's what I'm
speaking
about.
The actions.
Mm-hmm. What if self can cause an outcome merely by thinking or believing? You suppose that's possible?
Uh-huh.
The law of attraction, people think so. I never thought about it. I thought not. So your question is intriguing.
What?
Because I thought not, your question is quite intriguing then.
Well, I'm trying to seduce you into going on, and maybe in doing that, go on with a different attitude about everything. You want to cause all the time. Would it be all right if self caused? You cannot cause as an abiding being, but self could cause?
Sure. I'd be all right with that, I think. Mm-hmm. I'm hesitant because this might be a trap I'm stepping into.
I'm not sure. I think my experience is that I cannot cause anything as much as I struggle. So.
But you see, that's because you use the word I cannot, and you're identifying only with your loner body self. That's the I you're using. Can you?
All right. Self is not I.
Yeah, it is. But the I becomes self, not body.
No.
You got to change the whole concept of yourself and your life in order for this to occur. This is what I've been trying to
realize that.
Huh?
No, I think I just realized that.
But that's what I'm talking about.
How would the change look like?
You tell me. How would it look like to you? You always want to cause things, so what would it look like to you?
First of all, I think the first thing I'd notice would be that self would not be just this blind spot in my life of I have no idea who, what that is. Self would have a clear sense of being a certain way.
Being eternal.
Yeah, that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And eternal in a particular way. That's what I think.
That's right.
Okay. I mean, I could say, I'll give you eternal. I mean, you know, it's such a, sometimes it seems like such a thing. It could be eternal, yeah. It just, I struggle with a lack of particularity sometimes in that.
What?
Just a lack of clarity on that eternal self is, I think, what I struggle with.
But all I said before is, tell me six things that you are especially proud of that you have done, the actions themselves.
Yeah.
That was, you did that because you were in communion with your eternal self and your embodied being, Andrew.
Yes.
And from that, if you tell me those things, then, and those things are going to be very specific, are they not?
Yes.
And those things then, picture, give me a picture of your eternal self, or your eternal abiding self. Well, how do you want to go on from here? We're right back 20 years ago, right where we started. And we're started all over again, only 20 years ago I was telling you about these things. Now I'm asking you. We've had a long walk for 20 years. Now how do you want it to be? Not a matter of how it is, but how do you want it to be? You get scaredy pants all of a sudden because somebody says, well, how do you want it to be, rather than tell you how it is?
That's sure a difference.
Do you want to live by your own authority, or is this, or should I tell you how you should live?
Live by my own authority.
No, I really want to live by my own authority.
Well, we had to get rid of God to do that. And God lived in a universe of God, cause and effect, and death. So you're going to have to change your view of the universe. You're going to change, you have to change your view of death. What is death?
Can I give you two? Traditionally, death is the end of the body, the end of life, that's it, it's over. As we've talked about it, life, death is life going on. That's the universe I want to live in.
But which are you willing to live in as a universe? A universe of continuing or a universe of endings?
A universe of continuing.
You see, I spend, I know it's a crappy little thing, but I spend 10 hours a day with my punctuation and the way I write things. I'm always facing continuing. And you're always, whatever you're doing, only facing endings.
Yes, I told you, like, yeah, recently walking down the street, I was realizing that I was struggling with endings and conclusions. And when I at least say, take those out of the picture and just say life is continuing, my thoughts and everything, my of everything change. But I just had a little taste of that. But mostly I've lived conclusions.
Well, don't you think your life, everything about it would change if that was your basis?
Yeah. I think that we'd have these conversations in an entirely different way, yes.
Like I told my doctor, I'm 84 going on 17. He doesn't believe it. He thinks I'm going on 85. He would say I'm doing really, really, really good for as old as I am, and I'm saying I'm doing really, really bad for as young as I am.
Oh, that's great. I mean, not the great, not doing bad stuff. The approach is great.
So in the same sort of way, while he says, you're going to get older, could you live, you're getting younger? Or you're staying younger?
Well, Roger, yes. I'd like to point out, if your mom said you were born 40,
I'm 124.
25, yeah, right. That's pretty
I'm in real good 24. Shape, things considering.
Damn straight.
Hey, who do you see when you look in the mirror, Roger?
What?
Who do you see when you look in the mirror?
An old man.
Your mother.
Yeah, my mother, my grandmother.
Yeah.
The death.
I sometimes walk into the bathroom and see myself, and I'm surprised. Who the hell are you? Oh, that's me.
Oh, I've done that.
I think we all have.
Is that guy? Hey, there's a stranger in the house. Huh?
What the fuck happened to you?
Yeah.
Yep.
But that's the one side. And the other side, I really don't feel the age I am.
You what?
I think I really don't feel the age I am. I really feel much younger.
Well, I think that's what he's saying.
But are you willing to live that?
Yes. People look at me somehow strange sometimes.
We can understand that.
Me.
Now, I've looked at you strange many times. Strangely.
Okay. Yeah, you haven't seen me recently.
But, you got pink hair now?
No. No, I have, in my team, I have same age people, and they, from my view, they act much older than I think they are, and I think I act much younger than I am for my age.
All things.
Do you understand what I say?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. And even people that have been in the same class like I was in the becoming a teacher. Yeah.
Yeah, I've taken up asking people how old they were when they were born and how old they are now.
Oh, yeah.
Not the body.
That's a good question.
Get interesting answers. Did we lose Roger Misty?
No.
I'm sitting
here.
Oh, okay.
He's contemplating his navel.
I'm waiting to see where you all are going to go.
I'm going with you along selfness, thank you so much.
Selfness is a way of life. It's not a thing. You can't even necessarily describe it per se.
Did you say private?
You can't necessarily describe it.
Or describe
selfless.
So Raj, is self external in the world all around? Or is it, as I guess I grew up thinking, internal in my body?
Well, what I said earlier, you have to squeeze it down in order to get it into that fit in that body.
Right.
In other words, it's like a wave, an electron, a wave becomes a particle. You squeeze the wave down and it becomes a particle.
Right, interesting. So then continuing is out there.
What?
Continuing is also out there.
I don't know what you mean by that.
Well, yeah, I guess, you know, having lived a bunch of years very body oriented, I would close my eyes and think that continuing went on in there, like in my dreams or something, and the world, I don't know, disappeared.
So you don't want anything to change, you just want to continue the same old stuff.
What I'm trying to do is say, if I thought that self and continuing is out there, not in my life and body, it might help.
No, it won't help. Because then you would live the same old crap trying to reach continuing.
Oh, that's interesting.
Continuing is only within you or not at all.
Really? Hang on. Pause. I remember you having said once that you only know continuing external.
There's a difference between knowing it and living it.
Oh, that's an interesting point. Huh.
It's like knowing alternatives and living options.
Okay.
You want to comment on that, Karen?
Yeah, Karen. I hear you're all loaded and ready to talk.
You're right. What's the question? Oh, yeah.
Then I said, do you want to discuss that, Karen?
Okay. Well, no, is there a difference? It's night and day.
Okay.
So knowing alternatives, you're picking from an assortment of things that you think will get you the desired result. And living options, you're not talking about results. You are living as you live. You're living as you would, being who you are.
You're living by your own authority.
Living by your own authority, that which is who you are. You are just
you're self-evidenting.
Living that, and therefore you are living options, but you aren't choosing options. You're just, we could say, you turn around and look backwards and realize you have been living these options.
But you can't even say in that you chose that option.
No.
You live that.
No. Could you say you're choosing to live your own authority? That would be ruining it too, wouldn't it?
Okay.
You're just going forth and living your authority. That's it. That's all you can say.
Could you say you're not living but your authority?
You're not living but your authority, anything
but
your authority?
Not but.
I don't know if I know what that means. You're living nothing but your authority.
Right.
Okay.
That's a not but. Nothing but.
Yeah, no.
Are you willing to do that? If we go on, are you willing to live nothing but the authority of self?
Yes.
Is that a promise?
Why not?
Can
is
every
it raining somewhere?
Can
yeah, Hawaii.
What?
We've got a hurricane headed towards us.
Why is it raining?
Oh.
Yeah, it's starting to rain a little bit. Okay. Well, maybe that's enough. But we
well,
need.
I can hear that rain now.
We need to discuss stem cells, stem cells. And then we need to get into selfing. Huh?
I would like to. Yeah.
Well, I may challenge you guys. It isn't a matter then that I tell you about these things. If you're going to live this, then you tell me.
You got to own it. I think that's the problem that's been going on for a long time is you guys are talking about this stuff, but you're not owning it.
Well, I guess you're right.
Now, let me ask you a question. Do you see why I'm talking different than anybody else? Everybody else is talking about how to live your life. Of course, that's how to live your life until you die. Correctly or rightly or happily or whatever. And I'm talking, I don't care about living your life until that occurs. I want to talk about living your continuing life. So what is it like being you then, not you being today, but what is it like being you as a continuing being? Or I might ask you, what is it, how is it you would like yourself as a continuing being to be? How would you like that to be? Well, okay. Coming up on 8 o'clock and it's starting to rain heavier.
Yes.
And so I guess we'll quit right now.
Well, thank you very much, Roger. I look forward to continuing.
Yes.
If you're looking forward to it, you got a problem.
I start living, continuing.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Good night
okay.
For now.
Bye for now.